BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The US Secretary of State John Kerry says several Arab countries have offered to take part in airstrikes against Islamic State militants, but any such action would be subject to approval from the Iraqi government. Mr. Kerry said he was extremely encouraged by promises he'd received of military assistance against Islamic State.
We have countries in this region, countries outside of this region, in addition to the United States, all of whom are prepared to engage in military assistance, in actual strikes, if that is what it requires. And we also have a growing number of people who are prepared to do all the other things. People should not think about this, this effort, just in terms of strikes. That alone is not going to resolve this challenge.
Britain says it will do whatever is necessary to destroy the Islamic State jihadists who murdered the British hostage David Haines. The Prime Minister David Cameron said they were not Muslims but monsters who must be brought to justice. The militants released a video apparently showing the beheading of David Haines, an aid worker kidnapped in Syria 18 months ago. Queen Elizabeth has made her first public comment on the Scottish referendum on independence from the United Kingdom. She said she hoped people would think very carefully about the future when they cast their ballots on Thursday. The BBC's Peter Hunt says the remark may please those opposed to Scottish independence, but royal officials say it doesn't breach the Queen's constitutional impartiality.
What is striking about this comment by the Queen is that it was uttered at all. When a well-wisher in the crowd outside church joked that they weren't going to mention the independence referendum, the 88-year-old monarch, a veteran of countless divisive political issues, could have taken their lead and chatted about the weather. Instead, she replied, "I hope people will think very carefully about the future." This wasn't a slip of the tongue by the head of state of the United Kingdom, rather a reflection of how seriously she, like many others, views the significance of Thursday's vote.
Exit polls in Sweden's general elections suggest a coalition led by the centre-left Social Democrats is likely to oust the centre-right government that's been in office for 8 years. Lars Bevanger reports from Stockholm.
A win for the Social Democrats and a coalition of parties on the left would be a return to form for Sweden. The country has had a Social Democrat Prime Minister for 60 of the past 80 years. The Conservative-led government of Fredrik Reinfeldt had spent the past 8 years introducing tax cuts, which the left says it wants to roll back in order to spend more on welfare. A new government would not enjoy parliamentary majority, however, leaving them dependent on the far-right anti-immigration Sweden Democrats, who according to exit polls gained more than 10% of the total vote.
You're listening to The World News, coming to you from the BBC. Fighting has continued in the city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine, despite the ceasefire agreed more than a week ago. The authorities in the city, which is a stronghold of pro-Russia separatists, say there's been several civilian casualties. Correspondents in Donetsk say the fighting appears to be concentrated on the area near the airport, which is under the control of the Ukrainian army. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has strongly condemned increasing anti-Semitism in her country. She was speaking at a rally at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, attended by several thousand people, under the banner, "Stand up, hatred of Jews, never again." The president of the World Jewish Congress, Ronald Lauder, who was also at the rally, expressed disappointment at the recent rise of anti-Semitic attacks in the country.
Since 1945, Germany has been one of the most responsible countries on the earth. The world looks to Germany for political, for economic, and for moral leadership. But something has changed. This summer, all that progress of the last 70 years has been darkened by the rising tide of anti-Semitism.
Construction has begun on a giant observation tower in the heart of the Amazon basin to monitor climate change. The Amazon Tall Tower Observatory is expected to rise 325 metres from the ground and will gather data on greenhouse gases, aerosol particles and the weather. A bizarre battle has broken out between two South Korean manufacturing giants over washing machines. Samsung has accused its rival LG of deliberately destroying some of its devices by breaking off their doors at a big trade show in Germany this month. LG said it was an accident and blamed weak hinges. The German police were called in. Prosecutors for both companies are investigating. BBC News.